الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيزن عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب السماء وفي رواية فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلة الشياطين وفي رواية فتحت أبواب الرحمة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درشيب الذي اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for keeping us alive and making us reach the month of Ramadan. A blessed month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. For the hidayat, the guidance of the mankind, hudal linnas. Wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan, a Quran, a book, a legislation which can differentiate between truth and false. And further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ أَنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ, whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, he should fast. And before this verse, the verse which was revealed is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykumus siyam. It has been prescribed to fast, as it was prescribed for the communities who came before you. Some of them, they fasted for 2 months. Some of them, they fasted for 10 days. Some of them, they fasted for 4 months. And after the verse, the reason of fasting is mentioned just in one word, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you achieve piety. Now, a man might think that it will be very difficult for me to leave water and food. So Allah says further on in another word, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, you don't have to worry, it's just few days. 2 days of fasting. So which makes things easy. Number one, it was prescribed for the other community. So now, mentally you are prepared. If others could do it, I can do it as well. Then further on, Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, just few days. I'm not asking you to fast for 6 months, or 2 months, or 4 months. Only for 6 months. Only for 30 days. A month, which is the leader of the months, like in the Quran, there are 4 main books, the main book is Quran. 4 main prophets, the main prophet Khatimun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Anbiya, the leader of the prophets. 7 days in a week, the most virtuous day is the day of Friday. So in the months, the most virtuous month is the month of Ramadan. So before we embark on that talk, I would like to congratulate each of you for having a beautiful masjid in your locality. A masjid has got a right, remember that. And what is a masjid? A masjid is a place of sajda. Sajada. From that, the word masjid is made. If the masjid is constructed and there is no sajdas in that masjid, the people, they don't come to the masjid, it is not a masjid. It will be a barren house. So now it is your duty, it is your right that you have to make the masjid abad. The environment of the masjid should be full of sajdas, the tilawat of the Quran, zikr. So congratulations to all of you who donated thousands, who donated hundreds, who donated even 1 penny, 1 pound. Your house is constructed in paradise. Hadith says, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So the ulama says, those who are expert in the grammar of Arabic, Allah has used, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used, banallahu lahul jannah. Banah means past tense. Your house is constructed. It won't be constructed. It is already constructed. So congratulations to all of you. The management, the staff, Brother Yusuf, the trustees, the imams, the musallis, whoever participated in constructing the mosque. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already constructed a house for you in Jannah. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهُ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Who are the people who construct the mosque? Who are they? Innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billah. Those who have got iman on Allah. So this is the sign of iman. To build a mosque in this locality, it is a sign of the people, the residents of the locality. And many people from outside has also donated. So it is a witness to their iman. And it is a witness that, a proof that they believe on the day of judgment, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, and a proof that they establish prayer, they give zakat. So my brothers, this any masjid is a house of Allah. A masjid does not belong to anyone. Remember this. A masjid does not belong to anyone. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the proof of it? There was a ruler called Harun Rashid. He had a dispute in the evening with his wife. We all have disputes. Do you or not? Dekha ladai jhagra hota hai ke nahi? Hota hai. Nahi hota hai to samajh lo ke mohabbat nahi hai. If there is no dispute between husband and wife, it means there is no love. The love increases after dispute. So he had a dispute just around sunset with his wife. So he said to his wife, if you don't leave my kingdom before Fajr namaz, I give you 3 talaq. How many talaq? 3. It is against the sunnah to give 3 talaq at once. If you want to give talaq to your wife, give 1 talaq, let 3 months pass. Then if you think she's not proper for you, then you give the second talaq. Another 3 months pass, then you give the third talaq. So it will take total 9 months. This is the sunnah way. Why? It is called talaq-e-raj'i. Talaq-e-raj'i means returning talaq. You give 1 talaq, and after that, your dispute was solved. You want to get together. Islam says, okay, 1 talaq is valid, but still you are the wife. You got 2 talaqs. Your husband has got 2 talaqs left. He became emotional and he said to his wife, if you don't leave my kingdom, I'm giving you talaq, talaq, talaq before Fajr. But his kingdom was a vast kingdom. From Baghdad to Multan in Pakistan, that was his kingdom. From Baghdad to Tashkent in Russia, that was his kingdom. So after giving the talaq, he started regretting. What to do? Is there any solve now? Can I get my wife back? Like here, so many cases come to me as well. I said, Mawlana, I gave talaq in anger. Dispute with the wife. Talaq, talaq, talaq. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Jazbat mein aa gaya. Now he starts realizing. Then they come to me and said, Maulana sahab, we have given talaq. But I didn't give happily, I gave angrily. So I said, talaq, nobody gives talaq in happiness. Always somebody gives talaq when he is angry. So it is valid. Now what is the way out? I said, there is no way out. Now you lost your wife, but if you want to get her back, there is a punishment in Islam. And what is that punishment? Halala. He said, what is halala? The English boys, they don't know, isn't it? Born in England. Halala means your wife has to do nikah with someone else. And then she has to sleep with him. And then she has to cohabit. And then, if the husband wants, later on, if he divorces with his own pleasure, then after completing the iddah, then you can do nikah with her. You know, I don't want anyone to touch my wife. So I say, why did you give talaq? This is the punishment. So Harun Rashid now is worried what to do. A beautiful wife, pious wife. He gathers all the ulama of Baghdad and asks them that this is the talaq I have given and the condition which I have laid is that if she doesn't leave my kingdom by Fajr, then I pronounce 3 talaq. And it was a time where there were no aeroplanes. People used to travel on the camelback, on horses, on donkeys. How will she come from Baghdad to Multan in 7 hours? Impossible. It takes 20 days on a camel, 10 days on a horse. Then from there to Tashkent, 18 hours. So all the ulama said, if she doesn't leave the kingdom, the talaq is valid. Later on, one of the ministers of Harun Rashid said, there is a young boy, he is very educated. His name is Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah. Imam Abu Yusuf is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa. He had 2 very bright students, Abu Yusuf and Muhammad. That is why they call Sahibain. And many fatwas which they have given are against their own teacher, Abu Hanifa. But the muftis have taken their fatwa. They are so equipped with the knowledge. Today, people say, these youngsters, you know, they say, who is Abu Hanifa? Who is Shafi'i? Who is Maliki? We just follow the hadith. Can you understand the hadith? Do you know Arabic language? Each word has got 20 meanings. Sometimes 30 meanings. Do you know Arabic language? Even the Arabs, they don't understand. They can speak Arabic, but that is, you know, the Cockney Arabic. Now, those who are educated, they can understand. It's a very rich language. If you see the tafsir of the Quran, each word has got so many meanings. Now the commentator, he will decide, the sheikh will decide, the imam will decide which meaning to take in the context. It's a very rich language. Pure language. So people today say, who is Imam Abu Hanifa? Imam Abu Hanifa, if he was not there, you would not do the masail of the rulings of the salat. In hadith, what do you find? Aqimus salah, establish salah. How will you do salah? The Prophet ﷺ then mentioned in the hadith. You raise your hand, you fold it, you go in ruku, you go in sajda. The hadith says. So there are some people who, they are ahle Quran. They only believe in Quran. They don't believe in hadith. Ahle Quran, plenty around the world. They say, what is in the Quran, we will believe. Because Quran is the wahi. Wahi matlu. And hadith are the words which the Prophet said. So we believe in the words of Allah. There's a group called Ahl Quran. So they will say, Allah says, Atimus Salah, establish Salah. So we'll establish it anytime. He didn't say establish 5 times. But he did say in some words, Atimus Salah, Liduluki Shams, Ilaga Sakil Layl. Quran al-Fajr. So don't criticize the imams. They are a big favor. Like I said, 4 books, the virtuous book Quran, 4 imams, a lot of imams, the 4 men, angels, millions, la ya'asunallah ma'amarahum, but men, 4, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, and Jibreel. So there is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa, call him. Maybe he can solve the problem. So the other imams said, who were there, It's impossible. She has to leave. And there is no way to leave. ताकि उसको बुला के तो देखो यार, बड़ा नामवर है, बड़ा शोर है उसका. He is a very brilliant student, young boy, call him. ठीक है, बुला लो. बादशाह ने कहा, हारून रशीद ने को बुला लो. आए सलाम भाई, मसला ये है, दिस इज द क्वेश्चन नाउ. आई मेड एन ओथ दैट इफ माई वाइफ डज नॉट लीव माई किंगडम बिफोर फजर, आई हैव गिवन हर 3 तलाक्स. नाउ देयर इज नो वे शी कैन लीव द किंगडम. सो इज देयर एनी वे आई कैन prevent this talaq? I have realized now that I made a mistake. Straight away, yeah, this is called knowledge. He did not say, let me go and open the book, let me see the hadith, let me see the Quran. No. Knowledge is here. Where is it? Iman is here. Knowledge is here. Knowledge is here. That is called knowledge. So he said, no, there is a way you can prevent the talaq. Now all the imams, all the ulama, mufti, and in that time, the most knowledgeable people were in Baghdad. That was the center of Islam. Center of Islam. And that is where Imam Abu Hanifa was. And from there, the knowledge of deen is spreaded in all around the world. Straight away he said, no, there is a way you can prevent it. He says, what? If your wife enters a masjid and spends the night in the masjid and does not come out until Fajr, and she leaves your house and goes in the masjid, then the talaq is not valid. So another mufti, he stood up at, what proof you got? He said, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Masjid, they belong to Allah. It does not belong to anyone. So this is Allah's house. So when we come in Allah's house, we should respect. There are some etiquettes, adab of the masjid. Because it is not my house. I can put my shoe anywhere I want in my house. Nobody can tell me off. Nobody can object. But when you come to the masjid, there is adab of the masjid. You have to put your shoes in the shoe rack. Number one. When you use the toilet, you have to leave the toilet after you clean it. You make sure there is no water. And that is why you will see there is a special system there in the toilet. The water on the floor will go by itself. You have to take care of the toilets. And you know the fazilat of wuzu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever makes wuzu at home and then he walks towards the masjid, for every footstep Allah will forgive his how many sins? 10. Every footstep. Allah will raise his rank. 10 status. Allah will grant him 10 good deeds, nekis. So the word he has used, whoever makes wuzu at home. Wuzu khana in the masjid is not for everyone. Wuzu khana is for traveler. Person is traveling from here, he belongs to another area. It is salah time, he enters the masjid. Now he will use the, he needs to go to the toilet, bathroom, ablution area, wuzu area. He will make the wuzu. But for people who are living just around, behind the masjid, in front of the masjid, on the side of the masjid, they should do wuzu at their home. You should pay the money if you have got a water bill. You should pay the money for the wuzu. Why masjid should pay it? No. Ye mufta maal ta sabko acha lagta hai. So that is why you will see in every masjid, the wuzu facilities is limited. If it was meant for the whole congregation, then we should have 100 taps there. But there are only 13 tapes there. Why? This is for emergency. You are in the masjid, your wuzu break. It's nature. Now you need to make wuzu, you go there. But make sure when you finish the wuzu, you wipe the area. Then you come to the masjid, in the masjid. Now in the masjid, you take care of things which are in the masjid. Nothing in the masjid belongs to anyone. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The whole property of the masjid, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is great reward for it. The etiquettes, the adab of the masjid. And once upon a time, 25 years ago, when Nurul Islam started, people around the whole London used to come and visit Nurul Islam. And why did they come? Because of the discipline. They wanted to see what discipline Nurul Islam has got. I'm not exaggerating. This is hakika. It's reality. So we want to keep that discipline. Inshallah, we'll all do it. Yeah, people should not talk about our building. People should talk about our amal in the masjid. You go in any other masjid, when there is a nikah, you will see how much it's like a fish market. Any masjid, you can go any masjid. Down the road, so many masjid, go in any masjid. Go in East Ham, Manor Park, Ilford, Chigwell, Chadwell Heath, Forest Gate, Upton Park, any masjid you go, after nikah, it looks like it's a fish market. But alhamdulillah, when there is a nikah in Nurul Islam, you will see the discipline. So it took time. So you should be proud of it. You got this quality. Allah has given the people of Leighton this quality. That they look after the etiquettes, the adab of the masjid. Adabul masajid. So there should be no noise. Now at night when the Taraweeh is going on, some youngsters, they're sitting at the back. They Google. They serve on the internet, on the mobile. This is not right. Don't bring the phone in the masjid. Why do you need the phone? Do you want to do business in the masjid? Are you waiting for a call, emergency call, which is going to come to you? Leave it at home for 1 hour, 2 hours. When I was young, there was no phones, even landline phone. One phone maybe in 2-3 streets. And everybody used to use that number. Like Chaudhary has got the number, gave that number. Chaudhary sir, if any relative phone, please call me. So another person will wait, he will phone after 5 minutes. There were no phones. So did we not grow up? I'm asking the youngsters, did I not grow up? Have I grown up or not? I had no phone in my young age. Am I not brighter than you or equivalent to you? Am I not clever as you are clever? Do I eat grass? Don't need the phone in the masjid. Now you will say that you have got your phone. Yes, I got, because there are some emergencies for me. Somebody calling from the next building, so I need it. I don't talk on the phone. You come for Taraweeh to listen to the Quran. Because the Quran is connected in the month of Ramadan. It's connected with Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So all the youngsters especially, and you know what they do? They are on the internet. They know that Imam will take 3 minutes to read one page or 2 pages. So as soon as Imam goes in ruku, they'll put the phone and, is this Taraweeh? Or is it a joke with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my brothers, congratulations to everyone. We have to respect the masjid. Inshallah, we'll do that. And another thing, respect the month of Ramadan. If you respect the month of Ramadan, Allah will grant you so much. Allah granted iman to a person who was a fire worshipper, as I mentioned in the last Juma. Fire worshipper, Majusi. He used to live in the locality of the Muslims. So he said to his children, do not eat outside. Do not play music outside. Do not do any action which can harm the Muslims, because it is the month of Ramadan and they all are fasting. So he said to his children, don't do this. Once it happened that his son was eating in the middle of the market and people were fasting, it was Ramadan. So when he came to know, he slapped him. And then after a few weeks he passed away. His neighbor saw him in the dream. You know, dream is true. Today I saw a dream, I saw ajib things. It's not time to mention it. I saw my father and then I saw a couple of things. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless him, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He is buried in Jannatul Mu'alla. I took him for Hajj, he passed away the day we arrived in Makkah. He passed away in my lap after doing the tawaf, after doing the Umrah. So somebody saw him in the dream. Inshallah, one Juma I will speak on dreams, only dreams. So he saw a dream. In the dream he saw the person, he is on a swing, a beautiful place. He asked him, where are you? I am in the paradise. So now he's starting conversing with him, talking with him. How are you in the paradise? You were a Majusi, you used to worship fire. He says, yes. Because I used to respect the month of Ramadan. And I had told my children to respect the month of Ramadan. Because of that respect, a few days before my death, Allah granted me Iman. And Allah granted me Jannatul Firdaus. So amongst us, those who are ill and they're eating at home, don't eat in front of your wife. Don't ask your wife to make you a cup of tea. घरों में भी खाते हैं नहीं. And the sisters who are listening at home, when you are in the monthly period, you're not fasting. So don't eat in front of your husband. Respect the month of Ramadan. If you respect the month of Ramadan, Allah will grant you many, many bounties in this world and in the life hereafter, inshaAllah ta'ala. And when the month of Ramadan comes, Futihat Abwaab al-Sama, the doors of the heavens, they are open. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ The doors of the Jannah are open. So it is very easy. When the door is open, it is very easy to get entry in the building. See, the doors are open. But if the door is locked, can you get in the property easily? No, the thief has to break the lock. It will take him a couple of minutes. It will take him time. If there is a fire here, and there is a fire exit, everybody will exit quickly. But if there is no exit, everybody will be trapped. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the month of Ramadan comes, is a dakhal Ramadan, futihat abwabul jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the door of Jannah. And He will not close it until the last day of Ramadan. So entry is very easy. And number two, waghulikat abwabul jahannam. And the doors of the Jahannam, Allah will tell the angels to close it. So nobody will enter. And then the shayateen will be chained. Shayateen, they will be chained. So they will have no power to take you on the wrong path. So it will be very easy for us to achieve Jannah. Very easy. But if you get the month of Ramadan, Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. We have to take an account. What did I do in the Ramadan? And for that I started some tips last week. I think I mentioned three. I'll give you a fourth tip today. Because there is no time. Spend at least one day without complaining. You got 30 days in Ramadan. Don't complain. Complain about anything. Don't complain to your wife. Don't complain to your children. At least try to spend one day without complaining. Why? Because Allah says in the Quran, I only complain of my suffering and my grief to Allah. If there is any complaint, we'll complain to Allah. We don't need to complain to anyone. Number five, make sure you read every salah in the masjid. Inshallah. Bhai namaz padenge ni. Not for Ramadan, after Ramadan also. Nowadays you see in Fajr namaz, mashallah. Kitne saf hoti hai? Chaat paans hoti hai? Ten saf. Nere wo wali ke, ye wali. Achcha, achcha. Inshallah. So if it is five serfs, ten people in one serf. So it's 50, 60. Ratio is, let us say 70 people. 70 people are coming in the masjid. And what is the abadi? What is the population? Anybody knows? Eh? Layton. So what's the ratio? I told you. If you don't come in the masjid, those who are living near the masjid, one hadith says, their salah is not valid. Hadith says, the salah is not valid if you are in the vicinity of the masjid. The masjid to banai, as I said last week, masjid to bana di pal bhar mein, iman ki hararat walon mein, ashab bhar mein. And there was a reason behind it, I told the story last week. So to make a masjid is easy. Hurdles will be there, but it's Allah's house. Allah will make it. But we have to make the environment of the masjid where there is sajda all the time. Sajda all the time. So every salah we should perform in the masjid. Prayer in congregation is superior to prayer alone by 27 degrees. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. And another one is visit a Sikh Muslim every day. Go to the hospital, spend some time, 15-20 minutes. Go and visit someone, not your relative, not your friend. Take a bunch of banana, take some grapes, take some apple, and visit a Sikh person. Go in the ward and give it to everyone, Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. This is what I do. When I go to the hospital to visit, I take a lot of fruit. Give it to everyone. If my friend is there on one of the bed, uske aaju baju kaun hai, usko bhi thoda thoda de deta hun. Visit a sick person. These are the amals we have to do in the month of Ramadan. It's not only fasting or tilawat of the Quran and Taraweeh. So many small, small amals. So visit a sick person. There is no Muslim who visits a sick Muslim early in the morning, but 70,000 angels are sent. They send blessings upon him until evening. 70,000 angels will send blessings to you. If you go in the morning to the hospital, visit a sick person until evening, 70,000 are praying for you. And if you visit in the evening, another 70,000 will send blessings upon him until morning comes. And that person will have a garden in paradise. So here the Prophet says, the door of the paradise is open. So how are you going to get in? You need a key. You need a permit. The door is open. Like a cinema theater. The door is open, but you need a ticket. You go in the boxing arena and you got a ticket. If you don't have a ticket, you won't have entry. So you need a ticket. You want to board the plane, you need a ticket. So you need to achieve that ticket. And that ticket can only come if we do the good deeds in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the barakah of the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whoever has donated to this masjid. May Allah make this masjid full of barakah, full of rahmah, full of good amals, tilawat of the Quran, sijda, zikr, dawah. This is also part of Islam. Dawah is very important. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. We'll carry on with the tips later on, inshallah, tomorrow on the Saturday Bayan. So brothers are requested this week, Saturday Bayan, will be after Asr here, inshallah. So I will touch some fiqh of the fast, inshallah. It's very important to know the rules of fasting. If we don't know the rules of fasting, we might make mistakes, and that might void our fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu.